worlds are divided. Feelings that should never have been awaken within, tearing the heart in two. Listen, I beg of you, guard your heart, guard your heart. Don't trade it for treasure, don't give it away. Guard your heart, guard your heart. As a payment for pleasure, it's a high price to pay. For a soul that remains sincere, with a conscience clear, guard your heart. The human heart is easily swayed and often betrayed at the hand of emotion. We dare not leave the outcome to chance. We must choose in advance, or live with the agony, such needless tragedy. Guard your heart, guard your heart. Don't trade it for treasure, don't give it away. As a payment for pleasure, it's a high price to pay. Guard your heart, guard your heart. Don't trade it for treasure, don't give it away. Guard your heart, guard your heart. As a payment for pleasure, a high price to pay. For a soul that remains sincere, with a conscience clear, guard your heart. For a soul that remains sincere, with a conscience clear, guard your heart.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is evil TV shows. Evil TV shows. Yes, I'm here to tell you today that our TV is plain out corrupt. Our TV is very evil. The television shows today are not only evil, but they plain out stink. They're not only evil, but it's so satanic, I don't even know what to say. Literally, our television is so disgusting, is so terrible. If you have one, I'd recommend you throw it out your window. The television today is the tool used by Satan to take over the minds of your children, to take over the minds of your family, to take over the minds of your community, yes, and take over the mind of the nation. Your TV is there to brainwash you. Your television that's in your room, the big black one, the flat screen one, is there to not only to destroy you, but it's there to destroy your soul. I remember when I was a young child, I used to watch these shows of Little House on the Prairie. I remember watching Dallas. I remember watching The Love Boat, Three's Company. I remember watching Mork and Mindy and The Jeffersons. I remember watching The Bionic Woman. I remember watching all these shows. But I have to be honest with you today. Whatever happened to them? Whatever happened to Different Strokes? Whatever happened to the Muppet Show or the Waltons? Whatever happened to One Day at a Time, the Dukes of Hazzard, Kojak? Whatever happened to Chips? Come on, somebody. Whatever happened to Happy Days? Whatever happened to these kind of shows? I don't know about you today, but I'm here to tell you that our TV now have all these satanic hidden messages. They have all these satanic hidden messages to lead you more to the pit of hell. They have all these satanic hidden messages in these TV shows today to destroy your nation, to destroy your marriage. Yes, all these hidden messages, all these evil, evil, demonic, hidden messages in your television shows today. Now, I understand if I would go to the video store and get me a horror movie, I would understand that. That you know it's going to be a horror movie. Or I understand if you get a movie from the video store that's maybe rated R. But these are not kind of movies. These kind of movies are on your public television. I mean, there's no ratings. They're just throwing it in your face. They're literally throwing Satan in your face. These television shows are literally on the public television. So the public is being demoralized and being programmed to accept Satan. I don't know how else to tell you this today, but today's message is evil, evil TV shows with these hidden Illuminati symbols. But I'm going to try to tackle some of these shows for you today. Here at Fly High Ministries, I want to tell you that we in America, we need Jesus back. And the reason why we need Jesus back is because we've been demoralized. Do you know that America rates number one of the most demoral country in the world? America rates number one of one of the most evilest nations in the world. We are being demoralized. We are being dehumanized. We no longer have a conscience. We have taken Jesus out of every facet of the society. And yes, we have taken our Ten Commandments out. We don't know what's right or wrong anymore. We are becoming a humanistic society with right and wrong lies within ourselves. And what if it feels right, it must be right. If it feels wrong, well, it's up to you whether it's wrong or right. I'm a little bit concerned today, and I hope that you are concerned also. But I'm going to be tackling some of these latest movies on CBS and NBC. And I want to start out with you. Number one is Grimm. What is Grimm doing to the American people? Grimm. Grimm is a show that tells the American people to accept demons to being released upon America. It's conditioning you. It's programming your mind to accept demons being released upon America. And let me tell you today, demons are being released upon America. It's getting you conditioned to accept evil. That's what this predictive programming's doing to you. It's programming your mind to accept Satan. It's programming your mind to accept demons. Yes, another one that's out is called The Revolution. It's programming your mind and accepting that a revolution is coming to America. I don't know about you, but another one is called Hannibal. Hannibal is about Hannibal Lecter, who is a cannibal, and he goes and he eats women. Oh my gosh. Hey kids, you want to sit down and watch television with me? You want to sit down and watch a cannibal eat women? I mean, these are the kind of shows that are on America's television today, and you wonder why your kids are not growing up. What kind of future do your kids have? I mean, literally, when on public television, they have shows of cannibals that eat women. The FCC should be ashamed of itself. The FCC should be really ashamed of themselves right now, I'm here to say. I mean, not only does Hannibal teach the women to fear and to hate men, but it also teaches that men are cannibals and they want to eat women. I mean, this is disgusting. Boy, do we need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. But I want to talk to you a little bit more, and this is so evil, of this predictive programming in your mind. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Bible also says, Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Guard your heart against some of these television shows. What about Ready for Love? This show is a deception on what true love is. It says it's about these rich men. They're ready to settle down and find true love. So what do? They go to a woman, or they go to these matchmakers. And the truth of the matter is, true love comes from Jesus Christ, and marriage was founded by Jesus Christ. And without Jesus Christ, you can't have marriage. Without Jesus Christ in your marriage, it cannot work. The truth of the matter is, Ready for Love, I mean, what does that mean? Only true love comes from Jesus. And then there's another show called Guys with Kids. This is teaching the American people to accept that men should stay home when God has called the men as the head of the family. And this takes away the nurture of the woman to the kids. The evil doesn't stop. I cannot even begin to tell you how sick our TV is. This is very evil TV shows, and I don't even know what to say. I remember some of the shows, like The A-Team, The Cosby Show, and Cheers, and Miami Vice, and Knight Rider, The Golden Girls. I remember Family Ties, and Magnum P.I., and Airwolf, and Growing Pains, and Who's the Boss, and Night Court, and Elf, and MASH. And I remember all those different shows like MacGyver. Oh man, when I see these shows today, I can't believe how Satan is moving in this nation. Satan is moving in. This is sick. These shows, man, I have never thought that you would have on public television shows like The Hannibal. The Hannibal Lecter was something that you would go order in a movie place, and you would make sure your kids are bad. But no, they say, hey, let's show cannibals eating women. What about the show that's coming out on, it's called The Community. It promotes the demoralization of the American communities. It accepts and it lasts how our communities are being demoralized, and it becomes a joke. And obviously, I'm sure some of you have heard 2.5 Men, that this teaches the American people it's all right to divorce and move into your old high school or college friends. And once again, it attacks their traditional marriage. There's so many of these movies that do attack the traditional marriage. You know, our American society has been based upon the belief that the biblical view of the traditional marriage and family is the backbone of the civilized people. The biblical basis for understanding God's intention for marriage is found in Genesis 2, verse 24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Their creation of Adam and Eve, male and female, was the foundation of human civilization. And their union was the first marriage. Jesus also reminded us in the New Testament that marriage is the institution of God designed as a lifelong covenant relationship between a man and a woman in Matthew 9:1-16. God's command to Adam and Eve was to be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it in Genesis 1:28. God's design for procreation demanded the union of a man and a woman. From the sanctified union comes children who are born into a secure home with a father and a mother to love, nurture, and teach them how to become healthy, productive, and responsible citizens. God's plan, nature's plan, and common sense plan all supports a man and a woman producing children within the institution of marriage. Preserving the traditional family is vital to the future of America, and we must join together to maintain the heritage given to us. Marriage is one man and one woman, lovingly committed to each other for life. The family is a sacred institution. It is the basic unit of the society and essential to the well-being of the greater community. Yes, but here we have television shows that wants to laugh in your face. How about How I Met Your Mother basically tells our society it's okay to be a single mother. Once again, it's a direct attack on the traditional marriage. What about the Big Bang Theory? Just the name itself laughs at the creationists. Boy, do we have some evil on our television shows today. We have Satan. We have Illuminati symbols. I mean, come on, somebody. We need Jesus in America, and we need him now. I don't know what else to tell you, but I'm going to tell you a little bit more on how these television shows are preparing your mind to accept evil. They're conditioning you. They're conditioning you to accept broken families. They're conditioning your mind to accept sex. They're conditioning your mind to accept blood and death and a demoralized culture. This is what these television shows, they're teaching you to accept a police state. Come on, somebody, I want to go on a little bit more about some of these films. They're on right now as you turn on your television show. What about The Rules of Engagement? This is about two couples and their single friends with the complications of dating, commitment, and marriage. It looks at different relationships and various stages without the rules of the Bibles and the Scriptures. Says about marriage and dating. Yeah, The Rules of Engagement, it once again, it's a direct attack on marriage, and it looks at different kinds of relationships, but it doesn't even mention what the Bible says about marriage and dating. The Two Broke Girls, that's a new one that's been out. It teaches the American people it's okay to be poor. It doesn't encourage the will to succeed in opening up a cupcake business. This is what these two girls. But later they end up not successful. We got two girls here. They're very poor. Apparently their dad is rich and they want to go open up a cupcake business. But later they ended up taking out a $20,000 loan. They can't repay it back and their business ends up not successful. So what is the Two Broke Girls are teaching us? So it teaches our children, why not even try? Because you will end up broke and unsuccessful anyway. Don't we need Jesus back in America? Don't we need Touched by an Angel on television? Don't we need Little House on the Prairie again on television? Don't we need these kind of shows once again on our TV? Whatever happened to these kind of shows? What is it? We've just learned to accept Satan? Satan is the great way to follow now? Satan is the way? Should we change our motto, America, in Satan we trust and not in God we trust? Because apparently our television, I have to go on to tell you that we are being conditioned to worship a police state that's taken over America. We are teaching to worship and we're being conditioned to accept the police state. The police state, it's the Gestapo moving in and taking away our freedoms, taking away our individual liberties. We have CSI, the Crime Scene Investigations. This is another show that worships the police state. and shows graphic murders to the American public. It gets you used to seeing dead people and make desensitized to death. So once again, if you watch these and your fellow neighbor is dying, you'll be desensitized to that. That's not going to bother you anymore. This series follows Las Vegas criminalist, identifying the crime scene investigation, working with the Las Vegas Police Department. Instead of actual title, the crime scene analysis, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, as they use physical evidence to solve grisly murders in their usually graphic dramas, which has inspired a host of other cop shows. Once again, let's worship the police state, NCIS, a spinoff of JAG, worship the police state and the military. CSI, once again. This series is a second indirect spin-off from the Veteran series, which states the returning veterans can be domestic extremists, which states that the veterans, the constitutionalists, are a threat. Americans are criminals, sex, and blood and death once again, and this is why we need Jesus back. These shows on the television today are training your mind to accept broken families, are training your mind to accept this huge, large police state, that's training your mind to love Satan, but there's nowhere in these shows that are training your mind to love Jesus. These shows are training your mind that the Americans are the criminals. If you don't believe me, just turn on your television tonight. You're probably going to see the criminal minds. What's going on inside your mind? What are you thinking today? Reading your mind. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Teaches you once again, Americans are criminals. It teaches you that sex is important, that blood, death, and it demoralizes our culture once again. I don't know about you, but all these criminal minds, CSI, this is all conditioning you to accept the police state, the power of the police. The power of the police. The power of the police that's moving in. What about The Mentalist? Another police movie. But this one is about a man who has these highly developed observational skills he previously employs to read people's minds. He's able to read your mind. Is this not promoting possibly the thought police in our society? If you have a bad thought, you could be arrested. If you have a bad thought, you could possibly be arrested. Yes, the thought police are a secret police of Oceania in the George Orwell's dystopian novel. It is the job of the thought police to uncover and punish thought crimes and thought criminals. They use psychology and omnipresent surveillance such as telescreens to monitor, search, find and arrest members of our society who could potentially challenge authority and status quo, even only by thought. This is the thought police, and is this not what The Mentalist is programming your mind to accept the thought police to read minds? We need Jesus back in America. And I tell you what, there are some really evil TV shows, once again. But most of these shows, like NCIS, the Hawaiian Five-O, the Blue Bloods, the Person of Interest, these are all shows that get you conditioned to accept this large police state, this Gestapo way of living. This is the police state that's moving in on America. This is to say that you constitutionalists, you people who love individual liberty, sovereignty, and Jesus, you are now the criminal. Yes, NCIS, lost and worship the police state and the American people are the criminal. But let's talk about this show, The Good Wife. The Good Wife, it's coming out. This show is another attack on traditional family. It's about a woman whose husband goes to jail, and she has to live independently without her husband. Once again, The Good Wife, it promotes feminism, the power of the woman, that she don't need a man. It promotes sex, power, and marriage, and it teaches the American public that men are pigs and lazy. Once again, I don't know about you, but right outside my home, as I'm driving down the road, I see a sign that says, "Men are dogs." Once again, a lot of feminists are moving in America. They hate traditional marriage. These feminists, they're like the spider, the black widow spider. They mate with their husbands, then they kill them. Yes, and we got all these movies like Hawaiian Five-0. It promotes the police state that is moving in America, like the original version. It follows the elite state police unit task force set up to fight crime in the state of Hawaii. And what about the Blue Bloods? The series followed the Irish-American Reagan family of police officers with the New York City Police Department, the NYPD. Francis Frank Reagan, Tom Selleck. He's the police commissioner. He was a U.S. Marine and a Vietnam vet before he joins the NYPD. He is a widow whose son, Joe, died in the line of duty, leaving him three remaining adult children, Danny, Aaron, and Jamie. Once again, promotes the police state, police brutality. American Constitution veterans are the criminals again. What about the person of interest? The series revolves around the former CIA agent recruiting by a mysterious billionaire to prevent violent crimes in New York. Once again, promoting the police state. It's a crime prevention show. It goes to the thought police. We're all as guilty until proven innocent. Yes, this is the kind of show that we are dealing with. The Bible says that we need to guard our hearts. The Bible says we need to guard our hearts. We need to guard our minds from vanity, the understanding from error, the will of perverseness, the conscience clear of guilt, the affections from being inordinate and set on evil objects, the thoughts from being employed on bad subjects, and the whole from falling into the hands of the enemy or being in possession of Satan. Great diligence had need be used in keeping it, since it is naturally so deceitful and treacherous. A strict eye is to be kept upon it. All the avenues to it to be watched, that nothing hurtful enters or evil comes out. It is to be kept by all manner of means that can be thought of, by prayer, by hearing, by reading, by meditation, and above all, by applying to Christ for His grace and Spirit to sanctify, preserve, and keep it. Or above all, keep thine heart, though other things are to be kept, and care taking of them as kingdoms and cities and towns and families and treasures and riches. Yet the heart above all, for out of it is the issue of life. Guard your heart from these TV shows, America. Guard your heart from this evil that is literally being pushed in our face. Yes, for out of the natural life, it is the seat of it, from whence all actions of life are derived. It is, as philosophers say, the first that lives, and the last that dies, and is the seat of spiritual life. The principles of it is formed in it, from whence its spiritual and vital actions flow, and which lead unto the issues of eternal life. As is a man's heart, such is his state now, and will be hereafter. If the heart is quickened and sanctified by the grace of God, the man will live a life of faith and holiness here, and enjoy everlasting life hereafter. And if the heart is right, so will the actions of men be. They are regulated and denominated by it. They will then spring from right principles and be directed to right ends, and perform the right views, and great care therefore should be taken of the heart. Since so much depends upon it, and it is so well known to God, and it searches for it. Yes, the Bible says we need to guard our hearts above all things. You know, I don't know about you, but as we're talking about these evil TV shows today, I want to tell you today that it used to be in 1939 was the first cuss word in our television shows. It was in 1939 when the first official movie that someone swore in. That very last line in that movie was, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn." Yes, and this movie was Gone with the Wind in 1939. What is happening to us as American people? These evil television shows, The Grim Revolution, Hannibal, Ready for Love, Guys with Kids, The New Norm, New Norm telling you about what was once the traditional marriage, this is the new norm. It's what is really happening. It's teaching you, it's demoralizing you, it's programming your mind to accept Satan. This is why we need Jesus back in America. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back on our television shows. Yes, once again, we have the person of interest. This series revolves around a former CIA agent. We have Vegas, which promotes gambling, sex, drugs, violence, and the police state once again. The Elementary, the police state comedy, and The Golden Boy, which promotes the police state. I don't know about you, but how many police movies do I need to see? I love the old movie Police Academy. I thought that was very hilarious and funny. But I have to be honest with you today. I think their agenda is a little bit more. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in our television. We need Jesus back in our Hollywood. We need Jesus back in our TV shows. Yes, we need Jesus, and we need Him now. We need to pray for this nation. America, are you ready to fly high? Are you ready to fly high? Because it's time to fly high. We need Jesus. We need Jesus back in our TV. Yes, these evil TV shows got to go. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see.
Guard your heart.
as a payment for pleasure. It's a high price to pay. Guard your heart, guard your heart. Don't trade it for treasure, don't give it away. Guard your heart, guard your heart. As a payment for pleasure, it's a high price to pay. Soul that remains sincere with the cause.